The talk of the football fraternity this whole week has been who will contest flamboyant Harare businessman Philip Chiangwa for the presidency of the Zimbabwe Football Association. But that is over after former Harare City spokesperson Leslie Gwindi and architect Trevor Kelsey-Jewell submitted their nomination papers by the end of nomination deadline last night. Instead, action returns to the Kasolaga Premier Soccer League with a package involving all the 16 teams and spread over 2 days. The past 2 years, Dynamo supporters sing and danced to the tune of Makepe Kepe. This was after the Green Machine did their closest rivals a favor in 2013 by holding Harare City to a draw on the last day of the program and handed Dynamos the league title. The same happened last season when the Green Machine shocked ZPC Kariba 3-2, also on the last day of play, to hand Dynamos another league title above Katuruturu. However, this time it is different. This Sunday, Capes United faced Dynamos at Rufaro Stadium in a game that could send Dimbare way out of the league title race fight. Both teams are struggling for form, and football follower Samson Mkumbi thinks this will raise the appetite for the game between two of the biggest teams in the land.
Yeah, the derby, we expect a very good match. We expect a very exciting game, considering that Dynamos has got a lot to play for. So is the Capes United as well.
Mokombe, however, is of the opinion that Dynamos are not playing well and predicts that Capes United will, in the end, carry the day and the 3 points.
I'm tipping Capes United to come a better side.
Dynamos are desperate for 3 points as defeat for them coupled by a win for Chicken in Overwawa and FC Platinum's success against Harare City would end their slim hopes of the championship. What would also be of interest for Dynamos fans is the fact that the popular Harare club will only fulfill their fixture on Sunday, a day after both Chicken Inn and FC Platinum would have played their games. However, coach Twende Raindiraya is refusing to throw in the towel, contending that he wants to win all the remaining matches and hope the two teams above them falter.
Just have to be strong, look ahead and finish off the season and then think of the future after that.
All the weekend's fixtures are as follows. Saturday, Haumain vs. Flame Lily Luveve, FC Platinum vs. Harare City Mandava, ZPC Kariba vs. Chapungu Nyamunga, and Wawa vs. Chicken Inn Ascot. Sunday, Wangi vs. Cholocho the Colliery, Dynamos vs. Capes United Rufaro Stadium, Triangle vs. Dongoso Mills Gibo, and Highlanders vs. Buffaloes at Barberfield Stadium. Now to cricket. The Zimbabwe Cricket National Team begin their tour of Bangladesh with their opening ODI match at the Shere Bangladesh National Stadium tomorrow. Zimbabwe needs to win this 3 ODI series at all costs as it will play a role in their dream of playing at the 2019 World Cup. The International Cricket Council have changed their format of World Cup qualification. The Chevrons, who had the luxury of automatic qualification as a test-playing nation, will now have to fight to end their place at the World Cup gathering. Starting from the 2019 World Cup finals, only hosts England and the 7 top-placed teams, according to the ICC ODI rankings, will have direct entry for the World Cup. Bangladesh and Zimbabwe will play their second ODI match on Monday before rounding up the series on Wednesday. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.